With that, we now bring in a big fan of Brewers Outlet, the King.
Love Brewers Outlet. Shama Lama Ding Dong. So, how's it going?
Good. Everything's fine here.
Good. Got our picks going. Who'd you pick to win? Oh, we're going to do that all at once. I screwed up in the bracket. I didn't put down a tiebreaker score.
Oh, tiebreaker score. That's all right.
Well, actually, we can reveal them now, and then we'll just do our picks for tonight next.
Okay.
You want to go first, King?
Sure. I'll give you my final four. Let's see. I put my broken glasses on and tied together in the middle.
Perfect.
My final four is Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois, and UConn.
Of course, UConn's in there.
Well, seriously, I think that they're good enough to make it that far.
I actually had them to the Sweet 16. So
yeah, they're a good basketball team, and they've got a superstar. So that's all you need. Need to get on a run.
All right. And any major Cinderellas besides UConn?
Besides UConn, actually. No. I pretty much stayed standard. Got a little bit afraid there with Arkansas. Almost got knocked out. That would have really messed me up, but they made it through. No, UConn's my Cinderella.
Okay. Steve, what's your bracket look like? I know we did Final Four, but any other...
I picked Colgate, Hartford, Norfolk State, and UCLA. I felt really good after day one. I picked Gonzaga.
Like Lisa's bracket.
Gonzaga, Illinois, Florida State, and Texas Tech.
All right. And then your champ was Gonzaga and Illinois?
Yes, with Gonzaga winning 88-82. It actually be an entertaining game as opposed to last night's games where the first time anybody broke 60 was the Michigan State UCLA game. The other three games.
The Drake game.
nobody broke 60 all night. Uh-huh. I'm sitting there like, this is no offense. Isn't this exciting? I'm like, this is dreadful.
Yeah, all the games actually were pretty ugly yesterday, maybe minus the Michigan State UCLA game, but even though they were all good finishes, they were some bad basketball last night.
I mean, now the last 3 minutes when the game's on the line, yeah. Okay, that's where winning and losing comes into play. But let's be honest about it. I'm sitting there watching this thing. I said, this is not good hoops. And not only that, you're talking about two arenas where I've probably done 20 to 25 games in Mackey, 20 to 25 games in Assembly Hall. Those are two great places to shoot. The background can't be any better. Well,
not to interrupt, but are you following Ohio State Oral Roberts?
Oh, yeah, I've got that game on the TV here. They're not winning.
Tied with 5 minutes left, or 5:55 left.
Yeah, it's Oral Roberts is a team I actually liked. Ohio State, as you know, I was never enamored with, as you know. But, I mean, now in this game, obviously, I picked Ohio State to win. And then... what was Lisa's final four? I think she picked she did it like the Kentucky Derby. She picked it by silks, uniforms.
A little bit of that, mostly by what names sound cool. Final four is Creighton, Iona, Winthrop, and Loyola Chicago.
All of them are very well coached teams.
With Creighton and Winthrop in the championship, Creighton, her champ.
The Blue Jays.
Cool. Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's the tourney. Anyone can win. I didn't even know Oral Roberts still had a school.
Nah, they played Penn State a couple of years ago, so I've done an Oral Roberts game.
Yeah, they've been there.
Yeah, I've done an Oral Roberts game. They just have not. There was many years ago, I don't know, let's go back 25 years ago. I mean, they actually had a heck of a program.
Real good.
Really, yeah, real good. And then as time has gone...
Didn't they get in trouble for something?
I don't remember.
I don't know why that stuck in my mind. When I saw that they made the tournament, I was like, wow. I didn't know they still had a, you know, I know it's a religious school. But,
right. Let's get everybody up to date. NCAA Wrestling Championship. Zach Hartman of Bucknell is in the semifinals at 165. So we'll start there. For Penn State, they're going to have four semifinalists. Roman Bravo Young at 133, Nick Lee at 141, Carter Storace at 174, Aaron Brooks at 184. Michael Beard lost at 197. Brady Berge, unfortunately, a devastating injury, had to be carried off the mat at 157. And Greg Kirkfleet, Gable Stevenson's one of the best. And it was a workmanlike performance Stevenson won. And as for the NCAA tournament, let's get everybody up to date on the scores there. As you know, we talked about Oral Roberts on Ohio State, 58-56. Oral Roberts, 5:21 to play. Halftime, Baylor leads Hartford 37-21. Georgia Tech leads Loyola 19-15. Oregon State's jumped out to a 7-5 lead on Tennessee. Florida, Texas Tech, Arkansas. Unfortunately, the suit referred to them as Arkansas. Arkansas and Florida all won today. And Illinois won as one. Illinois won easily over Drexel. So we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Another scary moment. Suit looked at us the other day. He said, "Who's out of state?" I said, "What?" I said, "Utah State." I'm getting worried. I don't know about you. Then he looked at me. He said, "Who's Loyshy?" I said, "Loyola or Chicago." Oh. Brutal. Under four, Ohio State leads Oral Roberts 61-60. 18 minutes to play in the game. Baylor leads Hartford 40-21. Georgia Tech with 5:53 to go in the opening half leads Loyola Chicago 19-17. 13 minutes to go opening half. Oregon State leads Tennessee 11-7. So all the late games are being played right now in the afternoon session. Florida won in overtime. Illinois won easily. Arkansas beat Colgate earlier today, and Texas Tech beat Utah State.
So I'm looking at the thing, Matt, and it does come. I haven't got any wrong yet. I mean, there's only four.
There you go.
They come up green if you win.
Yes, I did discover that myself. Yeah, so we're good.
Yeah,
now.
So because I haven't had it's not a big deal. It's only four games. I presume if you lose, it comes up red.
Yes, exactly right, because I have one wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so last week, Steve went 5-1. He's now 25-7 in our basketball picks. I went 4-2. I'm 20-12. King, you went 2-4. You're 12-20.
Yeah, baby. I got two right. I'm happy. And I'm 4-0 today. Yahoo.
That's right. All right, so now we're going to start with the 6:30 game. Liberty and Oklahoma State. Steve.
Should be a heck of a game, but Cade Cunningham is a special player. He made my Wooden Award ballot that I handed in earlier this week. I'll go with Oklahoma State.
King?
I'm looking for it. See who I picked up. There it is. Oklahoma State.
I have the Cowboys as well. I had them going deep.
He's a good player. I think Oklahoma State was misseeded, but that's just me.
I agree. Next one, Wisconsin, UNC. King.
Brutal.
Which bracket are they in?
What is this, the West?
It's hard. You know, it's hard to tell because they do all these pods now, and they don't keep them bracketed the entire time.
Oh, here it is. Up there in the South. I got North Carolina.
Ooh, okay. Steve.
You know, Michigan State is a team that I know that internally they have some struggles.
A little bit.
Right? No, but I knew. But this is something I could have told you 2 months ago. Wisconsin's another team that internally has a few struggles. But they're also older than 8 NBA teams. They're 4-41 lifetime at Mackey Arena. Did you know that?
No.
As a program, 4-41. The problem is they play Purdue the entire time. All right, so okay.
That's stat of the day right there.
North Carolina and Wisconsin. I'll go with Wisconsin. I'll roll the dice on that for one game and one game only because Wisconsin is not clearing Monday night. I can tell you that.
I don't trust UNC. I'm sticking with the Badgers myself. Next one, 2:15 matchup. Cleveland State and Houston. King.
Oh, man. I've got to find them. Cleveland State. Oh, they're in the Midwest at the bottom. Cleveland State, I got Houston.
All right, Steve.
Here's the interesting part. After wrecking the Indiana program after being 2 years there, the game is being played at Assembly Hall in Bloomington, where the biggest break that Kelvin Sampson is going to get as the coach of Houston is there are no fans in the stands to torment him the entire game. Houston wins.
Yeah, I got Houston as well.
He wrecked that place.
Next one, 4:13 matchup, North Texas and Purdue. Steve.
It's another scary one. The suit asked me, where's North Texas? I said, the northern part of the state. He scares the heck out of me. I don't want to see him on Jeopardy geography for 500.
It's
really?
The vertical part.
Oh, no. What are we doing? The inside game of Purdue makes a difference in this one. In the passing of Trevion Williams, Purdue advances.
I got Purdue as well. King?
I love the front court play of Purdue. I don't know.
I'm also big on the assistant coach.
I'm just doing what the guys on TV do. They just make these comments. Oh, the front court players. Just the front court, whatever.
98 seconds
sound
left.
Like I know anything about it at all. So.
98 seconds left. Ohio State leads Oral Roberts 64-60.
All right. Next one. Rutgers, Clemson. 7-10. Yeah, this is going to be another ugly one, too.
Oh, my goodness. The first team
of
40.
Rutgers.
You got Rutgers. I got Clemson. I think Rutgers is more atrocious than Clemson. That's how I picked this one, Steve.
First team to 40. I'll give you the difference maker in the game. Miles Johnson of Rutgers. He is one of the more underrated big players in the country. He's not going to wow you with scoring or anything like that, but he is a rim protector. I'm going to go with Rutgers in a tough, low-scoring game.
All right. I'm only going with Clemson there that time. All right. Next one, 11-6 matchup that I cry foul on because Q should not have been straight to an 11 seed. They should have been a first four team. Q's taking on SDSU. Steve.
SDSU?
Yeah.
Who's SDSU?
San Diego State University.
Oh, I got it. They're playing Syracuse. Okay.
Syracuse is always dangerous in the second round. Because
Jim
the 48...
Bayheim's not there.
Because the 48-hour turnover is not good. You know, in other words, to get ready for that zone in 48 hours. When you've got time and San Diego State has time, it's enough. They'll win.
All right. And King.
Oh, I'm big on San Diego State.
Me too. I got them to the Elite Eight.
Brian Dutcher, good coach, done a good job there.
Yeah. I have San Diego State. I think they win outright tonight.
Well, I thought we were picking outright. I didn't think we were picking against the number.
All right, next one. Morehead State, West Virginia. Steve.
Actually, this should be a really good game. I think Morehead State's actually a really good team.
Okay.
But the one thing that Bob Huggins has now that he really hasn't had in years past, they still play. They're not the great West Virginia defensive team of the past, but they've become a much better offensive team. They'll win the game. They'll win the game by 10, but it'll be a good game for a long time.
King?
It's against my heart and my soul and everything I have, but West Virginia.
Huggy Bear! Huggy Bear!
I didn't like the guy when he was at Cincinnati. I don't like him there, but whatever.
Hey, they graduated one player when he was there at Cincinnati, but they're very proud of that kid.
He was just drunk walking around.
And they're very proud of that kid.
I got WVU too. And then finally, the 9:57 tip, Winthrop, Nova. A lot of people have this as the big 5-12 upset. Steve, do you confer?
No more, no Gillespie, big problem. I am gonna go with Winthrop. I'll roll the dice on him.
I am rolling with the Winthrop as well. And I got them. Actually, maybe I had them only winning one game. But anyway, I had them winning. King.
Going with my heart. Absolutely love Villanova's coach. He'll find a way.
Oh, okay. All right. I like it.
No, I mean, let's face it. Jay is a fabulous coach. No getting around
he's
it.
He's a wonderful guy. I told you the story, didn't I, Matt? When I went to Madison Square Garden,
yes, you did.
He brought me, and I sat behind. Who was he the coach for? Hampton?
Hofstra.
Huh?
Hofstra. Yep.
And every kid, he'd take him off the court, and he'd go sit on the bench and talk to him. It's like the game wasn't even going on. He'd take someone out of the game, he'd sit down and talk to him, then he'd get back up, and every kid. And I was sitting right behind the bench, and I thought, man, this guy's a great coach. And I'm so happy to see that he's made it to the big time. Got a national championship.
He's got two.
Yeah, two of them.
Two national titles. And again, he really is fabulous. Getting around. The problem is when you lose four.
Find a way because he's a good coach.
Yeah.
He'll find a way.
Is losing 40% of your lineup like that. That hurts.
That's tough, yeah.
Yeah, that is really tough. And that's the other thing
with this tournament. It's going to be tough. If COVID hits anybody, it's going to mess the whole thing up. So
no question.
Geno's out.
Yeah, Geno's out of the tournament.
Well, he got the shots. He got vaccinated, and he still got it.
But it does take 28 days, right, to really kick in?
Well, he got the first shot, and he got the second shot, and he still got, tested positive. He said he's not sick, but what are you going to do? He's lucky the team didn't have it. So.
Well, Paige Brockers is a heck of a player. And,
he's good. He's got these freshmen for 4 years. They're going to be unbeatable.
Chris Daly is a terrific coach.
So good.
And Chris Daly is a terrific coach in her own right. So.
Oh, she'll do fine. But Ralph went home, too. So.
Yeah.
Lost two coaches.
Have a great weekend, everybody.